maybe the second most remarkable piece of audio we have today, behind the guy with the 180-some-odd tattoos, who you'll hear from in just a few moments.
But they're all of
band tattoos band on one arm.
Names or logos of rock bands.
Yeah. Here's a guy who wishes he could put 180 tattoos on his left leg. He can't anymore because he had to saw it off. This farmer in Nebraska who was in one of those situations where I either, you know, cut this limb off or I die. We've heard about this with climbers in the past.
Yeah.
You know,
they made a movie out of the guy that,
right,
180, you know, whatever it was, that
had to
cut off his arm off and get out of that canyon in Utah.
Didn't have a choice. So this farmer in Nebraska was in a similar position a couple weeks ago. He said, I didn't have no other choice. 63-year-old grain and hog farmer in Pender, Nebraska. He got stuck in a grain auger. So describe a grain auger to the best of your ability.
Well, what I mean, an auger is like a giant corkscrew or
a drill bit, right?
And it sounds like it was going down into the ground, or maybe he was carrying the grain upwards into a silo, but that drill bit caught his pant leg and pulled his leg into the deal. And so he's on a 1,500-acre farm. And in the fall, he either lost his cell phone or it fell somewhere else along the way. Yelling's not going to do him any good. So he did what he had to do.
He was using that auger to fill a bin with grain. And he says he forgot that part of the screen covering the hopper was still missing. He said, I stepped right into the damn thing, and it grabbed a hold of me. I can remember seeing it start and go, this ain't good. And then my foot was in there banging around. I was trying to hold my leg, pulling it out, and I said, this is not good. And as you said, he didn't have couldn't find his cell phone, no one around to help him. And that auger kept pulling on his leg and tearing away the skin, the tissue, and the muscle until he could see the bone protruding from his lower left leg.
About 8 inches below his knee.
So he's got a pocket knife with a 3 to 4 inch blade, and he was afraid he was going to pass out. And so he felt this is what he had to do.
It just sucked my leg in, and I was trying to pull it out. And when it first happened, I can remember telling myself, this ain't good. This is not good at all. Then I had my pocket knife. I thought, well, the only way I'm getting out of here is cut it off. So I just started sawing on it. When I was cutting it, the nerve endings, I could feel them just ping when I'd start sawing around that pipe. And all at once, it went and let me go. So I got the heck out of there.
There's 63-year-old Kirk Kasser.
But he said he doesn't remember experiencing much pain, and he didn't notice a lot of blood. He just said the adrenaline kicked in at that point, and he's probably in shock. I mean, once you're starting to cut into yourself.
Well, after the auger's already tore off half your leg anyway, you know, you might as well just get in there. He said he found the smallest connection of tissue and determined that was his best chance to survive.
Okay, so then...
So then he crawls 200 feet.
He's cut the leg off. He saw the leg off. Now he's got to go get help.
Yeah.
So he said he had to army crawl, hands and knees. He said it was about 150 to 200 feet on rock and gravel until he could get to a phone.
And who's the phone?
Hold on a second. Remember, he can't find his cell phone.
Yeah.
So he can't... He probably can't stand up because he's got one leg missing.
Oh yeah.
So how's he crawl? How's he?
He
somehow.
If you can cut it off, I'm sure you can get up and dial somehow. If you found yourself,
I know, but I'm thinking
phone.
Like the old. I'm thinking like a farmer in the old style phone that's on the wall, and he's
himself in a hell of a predicament.
How do I get
some
up
weird
there
twilight
to,
zone?
Right. How do I reach up there and get the phone?
But he does, and the first person that shows up. Is his son, because his son works on the local aid car, you know, out in this
emergency dispatch or whatever.
So his son's the first one to find him.
So there he's
Dad. What'd you do?
He's in a wheelchair now. It looks like it's.
But he's in great spirits.
Yeah, it looks like it was cut off from. What would you say, Brad? And looking at the picture, certainly from the knee down.
Yeah.
And maybe even a little bit above the knee is gone.
Yeah.
On that left leg.
It's hard telling with all the bandaging at the end there.
But at least from the knee down, that leg is that.
But
leg
his head's
is
in the right place.
Yeah, I mean the guy's in good spirits. You know, hey, I did what I had to do. I didn't have a choice.
That farming is dangerous.
Yeah, it can be. Well, you know, you got the 5-acre farm going right now.
You keep calling it a farm. It's a petting zoo.
Do you have any augers out there?
No.
Please don't. I beg of you, don't get any augers.